Welcome into the program. My name is Chris Ryan. This is Growing on the Vine. It is a community affairs program of 102.5 The Vine FM. We are a listener-supported Christian radio station in Southwest Riverside County in Southern California, and we're so thankful that you are a listener of this program on air and on the podcast. Listener-supported, what does that mean? That means that we can't do what we do without you. That all of our funding comes from donations from our listeners. And we would invite you, either if you're an on-air listener or a podcast listener, to say, yes, this content is important to me. This hope and encouragement is something that I need in my life. I need in my family. And we're so glad that The Vine FM is here. You can support us. Find the donate link on our website at 1025thevine.org. So on the program this episode, we talked to Savannah Saja. She is with Western Eagle Foundation. They have a 44,000 square foot commercial building near the mall in Temecula. And you're going to save on everything inside this bargain market. But here's the thing. All the proceeds go to support ministries and community programs that happen through the Western Eagle Foundation. Savannah Saja.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a business card,
mm-hmm.
what would your title be? What are your business cards say?
COO and like board secretary. So we're like a bargain store, but we're also a food bank. And so we're mainly volunteer based as well. And so like I'm overseeing all of the volunteers, overseeing, like my dad's mainly like behind the scenes, like ordering our trucks, paying our bills, doing all of those big things, I should say. And then I'm kind of doing.
So let's talk about the foundation.
Okay.
Western Eagle Foundation.
Yeah.
Is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you and your dad.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa started it back in the 90s.
Let's look big, big, big picture. Uh-huh. What is Western Eagle Foundation?
So we're a nonprofit food bank in Temecula. And so we've been founded in 1991, my grandpa did, to fight food insecurity. And so we have our bargain store, and our bargain store is a nonprofit. And so all proceeds go to run all of our programs, all of our mainly all of our programs. And so we have like our community food bank program. We have our bargain store. We have our work development program. We have our emergency free food bag program. And so all of these programs are funded by all the proceeds we get from our bargain store, even though we're a nonprofit. All nonprofits usually, they get their funding through grants. And so we recently just started into that field 25 years later. And so we should have really been in that for a while, but my grandpa was just so mom and pop. Like, he never wanted it to be big. Like, he just wanted to help people and like fight how food is being destroyed and wasted. He wanted to have a place where that food could be gone and distributed further.
When you mentioned the store, let's talk location. Tell
okay.
me where, and you had mentioned the bargain store.
Yep.
So I want to dive into mm-hmm. some of these different arms, I guess, of the foundation, some of these different directions.
Yes.
So talk to me about locations, because you said Temecula, right?
Yes. So it's right off Winchester and Yanez, right by the Promenade Mall. And then it's off County Center Drive in Yanez. And so it's 44,000 square foot building. It's like in a commercial building. Sometimes it can be hard to find. But yeah, that's where our bargain store is. So like about 80% of the warehouse is our store. And so the bargain store is basically like a small Walmart or like a Ross or like a grocery outlet in a sense, all kind of mixed in.
Is everything open to the public?
Everything's open to the public every single day. And we're just like, we are really trying to provide very competitive prices. Before COVID, everything was donated for past 20 years. And then after COVID, we're buying everything at salvage. And so it's like we're buying overproduced product, damaged goods, out of code, everything like that. Because ever since COVID, the supply and demand of things have changed so much, as I'm sure everyone has dealt with, where there isn't the amount of product that was being made pre-COVID is so much different than it is now. And so that has been a huge change for us. And so we're constantly going out. And like, that's why like I'm really like trying to get ourselves involved in the community and stuff, because we're not the only ones. There's 700 nonprofits in County of Riverside. And so we're just a small percent. And so we know that people have very similar goals as us, which is wonderful, but we still want to provide for our customers that have been and clients that have been with us for about 20 years.
Savannah Saja.
Yes.
COO, Western Eagle Foundation, is joining us on Growing on the Vine. Now, Western Eagle Foundation, and we talked about the bargain store a minute ago, and you had mentioned that the products, and you use the word, some come in salvage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've used the term, it's a bargain store. What would somebody expect if they've come there for the very first time?
what would somebody expect to find?
Right when you walk in, it's just like a very large warehouse. It's kind of set up like a Costco in a sense. We have like rafters full of all of our pallets of overproduced product. And then right when you walk in, there's shelving on the right. It's just like a normal grocery store. All of our prices have product prices written on the product. And so you can walk through the store just like any other store. Again, it's open to the public every day. 50% of our store is all food. And so it's like whether it's snacks, canned goods, boxed milk, cereals, all of that good stuff. And then we also have like our health and beauty section. We have our furniture. We have our home decor. We also sell electric bikes, literally anything you honestly could imagine. And so that's why like I kind of like to describe it as like a small Walmart in a sense, because it's kind of like a superstore. And we just try to have very competitive prices. And so we price match. And like, of course, we're human and things mess up and we're mainly volunteer based. So we try to be as competitive as we can. But ever since COVID, we are buying all of our product. And so it's definitely things have changed over the years. And that has caused a lot of changes for sure.
Listeners might ask, Chris, why are you guys talking to a store on Growing on the Vine? It's a show that talks about local nonprofits and ministries, but it's a store, but it is a nonprofit. It is funding other aspects of the ministry. Would that be fair?
Yes, absolutely. So our foundation is kind of the umbrella. And so we have all these different types of programs that are funded by our bargain store. And as I said previously, like we are mainly volunteer-based organization. And so one of our biggest volunteer groups that come in 5 to 6 days a week is U-Turn for Christ. So they're a Christian-based rehabilitation program. And so they have been working with us for the past 2 decades. And they come in, we have different guys that will come in 5 to 6 days a week from open to close. And we genuinely would not be here without U-Turn. The organization is amazing. And like, shout out to Pastor Jerry. He's wonderful. He's known me ever since I was a baby. And they're awesome. And I really think it really brings a cumulative grasp to Western Eagle, because we just really like highlight our work development program, especially because these days, not even just these days, but just in general, I feel like the amount of opportunities for people to get back into the workforce, especially people that are just trying to get a second wind on life, is very limited. And so we really try to highlight on that. And I think that our organization really helps out a lot with that, because you don't really see that very often. You know, it's a liability, if I'm being completely honest. That's why a lot of companies don't participate or don't have certain individuals at their job. And so we really try to highlight on that. And then we also work with a couple other organizations that have like more like special needs individuals, and they will come in and help us within the store and stock our shelves and clean our products, price our products, help hand out free items. And so being able to be a mainly volunteer based organization has been very fulfilling. And so that's another one of our programs that our store also funds.
Savannah Zaja is with us from Western Eagle Foundation. You had mentioned free food bags.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So recently, actually back in October, we started our emergency free food bag program. It's a grant funded program, and it's an income based program. So every individual has to come in and come into our store and fill out a self-certification form, as well as provide proof of income. And then we can give them a free bag of food. And the income requirements are based on how many individuals live in your household. And we're never going to turn anyone away necessarily, but just for grant funding reasons and for the state reasons, we do need to collect this information. And it's very simple. It's just name, address, your proof of income, your ethnicity, how many people are living in your house, quick signature, date, proof of income, bam, like we have all of your stuff. And then you can come in bi-weekly from 10 to 1. Our next one is May 3rd from 10 to 1. It's open to and available to everyone. You don't already have to be shopping with us. And so that program has really opened up a lot of new avenues, because you really see the amount of need, especially because most individuals that take advantage of this program do not have any income. And so the income that they are receiving is from the state. And so they come and say, ask me, they're like, oh, Savannah, like, I don't have any income. And so like, as long as you were getting something being deposited into your account, whether it's SSI or food stamps or disability or whatever the case may be that the government or the state considers a form of income. And so everyone needs to provide that. And then every 2 weeks we have that program available to anyone that qualifies.
That leads me to the question. We know what the price is and we know how it's transported in bags, but what is in the bags?
What's in the bags? Yes. So it does change every 2 weeks based on like what we do get in for the week. But usually it's always like staple foods. So like canned goods, some vegetables, some cereal, maybe some protein bars. We always love to give away some eggs too, because I feel like that's a very sustainable product to have in the household. And so something along those lines. It's never going to be something that where the customers or the clients know what's inside the bag. But definitely something along those lines. Always the canned goods, some vegetables, some protein, whatever we really can get our hands on. And then if we have an extra, like an excess amount of things, then we'll just be like, we have free grapes. Like right now, we have free oranges in the store right now with a purchase, or free ice cream. You get 3 pints of ice cream for free because we have 13 pallets of ice cream. And so we always have a bunch of free items. And so we post on our Facebook and Instagram page at Western Eagle Foundation whenever we have free items, which is almost every single day we have something that we're giving away. And so it really like opens your mind in thinking about the amount of products that are being destroyed and that are being not used properly. And so Western Eagle also highlights on for the past 20 years close-coded items. And so we, not necessarily in our free food bag, because that is a government funded program. And so we use the money that they give us to buy, you know, staple food items. And these are all ENCODE items. But then our salvage products that we do buy to fund our store and our other programs, mainly our community food bank program, some of them have close codes. And so like I'm 22 years old, and like I have been with my family working here, or been in the family since I was zero, obviously. And so I've been eating, you know, passcode items, not like milk and eggs and stuff like that. But I'm saying like a box of Cheez-Its that says Best Buy, you know, April 30th, I'm going to eat it probably until like May or June, and it's going to be completely fine. And like that is something that like we really try to normalize with. And there's obviously so many ramifications and certain things, you know, you don't want to push too far because obviously it's personal preference. But we really try to bring light to that, because if grocers and manufacturers didn't have these dates on there, then they wouldn't be able to move the product as fast. And that's just our economy. That's America. And like that makes sense in a sense. And like, of course, the dates do matter, but it's what they say. It expires by, or if it's best by, or you should use by. Those are such intricate words where it's like, okay, yes, you should use it by then. But then we have really like in the past 20 years, our clients have been like, okay, like we can eat a Hershey's candy bar that's, you know, 30 days past the best buy code and it tastes just fine. And most of these items that we do have in our store have a lot of preservatives in them. And so like, you know, they're high in the sugar content. And when you're high in sugar content, it's usually going to be able to last a little bit longer. And so we really try to limit the food waste. And that is like number one thing that my grandpa really highlighted on when he started it back in 1991, because he's the youngest of 11 children. And so he was always the last one in the caboose. Like he was the last one to get everything. And he always felt like just the second choice. And he never wanted anyone to feel like that, and never wanted anyone to go hungry. And so that's why he started this in 1991. And he just wanted to fight food insecurity with dignity, he wanted to provide people with a place they can come and find more affordable food and home products, and where it's not breaking the bank. And it's like stretching that disposable income to like the largest it could possibly be.
Savannah Seja is with us from Western Eagle Foundation. And we've talked about the bargain store. And you were just mentioning differences between use-by dates, best-by dates, mm-hmm. expired dates. And you'd mentioned that there are items or food items in the store that might be past those dates. Mm-hmm. But would it be fair to say they're still safe, or you wouldn't be selling them?
Absolutely safe, yes. And so that's why we have posters all over the store and our foundation, and mainly for our community food bank program, because we are getting like bulk pallets in of food that do have those close code dates. And like, as I mentioned previously, like it's not even just me, but like people that have been with us for 20 years, like we wouldn't be eating if it wasn't for this. And like, we're totally fine. I have never gotten sick. I have never, of course, like what I was saying, like milk, like I'm probably not going to mess with milk or like dairy or like meats and stuff like that. But if meat's already been frozen, it's frozen. It's just like when you go buy it at the store and it says freeze by, and then it's in your freezer for you know, a month, then you pull it out and it's completely fine. And so that, those things, we also have like our freezer section. And so we do highlight on that, but like mainly like the canned goods, and like canned goods already have a very long shelf life. But I'm saying like Cheez-Its and cereal and snacks, protein bars, mainly like kid items also, because children are not going to notice the difference whatsoever. Like I was one of those kids, you know, eating these items and like, I didn't notice a difference 30 day. And then if it's also half the price of what it is in the store, then you really aren't going to know the difference. And so that is where it is completely safe. It is like if we could do like a Google search on it, and it is completely safe. And it's just those small words where it's like, if we go and look at the milk in the store, it's going to say, you know, expires on. But if we look at a bag of Cheez-Its, it's going to be like best buy date. And it's like, yeah, it may not be as ultimate fresh crisp as it would be like at Walmart going to buy like a box of, you know, Cheerios, but I personally feel like it's just as fresh. And like, I have changed so many of my friends' idea of it too. Like, especially because like my friends are youthful. They're, you know, early 20s. And like, you know, when people don't grow up in a way that like I have, where I've always been experienced with passcode items, it's like you see something in your fridge and it's like says it's expired yesterday, you got to toss it. And it's like, I personally have never fully agreed with that, because it's like that consumes food waste. And I think that's also America in general. And so we really try and highlight on that as much as we can. And not, obviously it's everyone's personal choice, but we just want to like really like get that information out there as much as we can in the most respectful, like peaceful way, because the amount of food that is being destroyed, that is perfectly fine, especially for people that are not as fortunate and can't afford certain things, but they can if it's, you know, 30 days or even 3 days after the Best Buy code, then they're going to, you know, eat it up. And like, we've been seeing that for 20 years. And so we really try to highlight on that. But then I don't want it to seem that we're mainly it's all expired food, because it's absolutely not. And so, but we always like to throw it out there, because it's definitely like, you're a new customer and you see these things, you might want to, you know, know. And so like, we always say, like, if you were to buy it and then you want to come back and say that it's not good, we will 100% give you your money back. There's no question about that. But it happens very rarely. It's mainly the turnover rate. We're like, wow, like I can buy a bag of chips that says that was expired, or said that it was past code, a couple days, weeks, even like we're talking about a month or two out. And so that is something that I think is also really beautiful about Western Eagle, because it's not a very common thing that a lot of organizations do.
Western Eagle Foundation, Savannah Seja is with us. You know what? I want to dive into that a little bit, because we've been talking about the store, and we had mentioned the free food bags, and you'd mentioned that is a grant program.
Mm-hmm.
But you started out with the term food bank.
Yes.
Talk to me about the food bank side of Western Eagle Foundation.
Okay, so Western Eagle started as a food bank in 1991. My grandpa started it with us. In a very small, I would say 500 square feet, little office space, where he was going around collecting, he was going door to door to organizations with his partner, Carol, trying to find overproduced product that was going to be destroyed, or product that was going to be sent out somewhere to no longer be in use. And then the amount of product that my grandpa Robert and Carol were receiving was way too much for their small 500 square foot space. And so it grew faster than they could have ever expected. And they really realized that, oh my goodness, so much food is actually being wasted. And that's a problem, because we have the people. Carol already had a list of organizations. She was already, she is a faithful Christian woman, may she rest in peace. And she was always very involved in the church. And so there's always an extra SS need of especially food in the church, mainly the church that she was belonging with. And so that's how our food bank started. And so then that's where our store kind of grew from there, because we were using some of the stuff that we would get, and we would be putting in our store, because we have so much of it, we can't give it away as fast. And so now, 22 years later, the math on that, almost 30 years later, I should say. So we have our community food bank program. So every Thursday, bulk food pallets are given away from 8 to 10 a.m. to about 12 different groups and organizations, churches, where we're giving away pallets of food. So like overproduced product that we'll get throughout the week, and we put on pallets, and organizations will come and pick up and then distribute that further throughout the valley. And so we've been doing that since 1991. And so that is something that Western Eagle is mainly known for. And so we are helping, you know, hundreds of thousands of families a year be able to put food not only on their individual tables, but, you know, with through their businesses and through the churches. And so it's a very beautiful program because you really see the amount of need. And we have been working with a lot of these groups for, you know, over 20, coming on 30 years. And that's been a very special part about our Community Food Week program.
Savannah Seja is with us from Western Eagle Foundation. And so we've talked about food bank, and you had mentioned a minute ago that is it every Thursday when the other nonprofits come and take pallets?
Yes, every Thursday. So this morning, actually, starting at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we have those 12 groups that will come in and they'll bring their bobtail. And our general manager, Steve, our warehouse manager, he loads them up. We have a U-Turn for Christ helping us, and they are composing of these pallets. And they have a multitude of different items, and every single load will be completely different than the other, whether it's filled with bulk chicken, bulk milk, eggs, produce, anything along the sorts that like we have an excess amount of, we are giving to all of these different groups and organizations that have been working with us.
So these groups, and I think you had mentioned it, so they show up. This is different than individuals mm-hmm. taking food. This is in bulk.
Yeah.
And then would it be fair to say it's kind of a trickle-down effect mm-hmm. now that here somebody's picking up from you, they're mm-hmm. taking it to their place and they're giving it into the community as well. Fair?
Absolutely. Yep. That's really our goal there, because it's so hard to reach the amount of people that they give to on like a single scale or like just like on a daily basis. And so we've been doing this for a really good amount of time now, where we have really seen the need and seen how beneficial it is.
Maybe somebody in our community, maybe somebody is gifted food from one of these organizations, but they might not even know that the food comes through Western Eagle Foundation at some point.
Yes, exactly. So that's where, I'll bring up a couple of them. We work with Porchlight. We worked with Apples to Apples, and we worked with My City Youth. So a lot of just smaller type of organizations that have a very close-knit community, and they rely on the food that we give them, and they distribute it further through families, individuals, through their businesses, through the church. And like, we also have our customized food box program. So that's like something that my dad started about like 20 years ago, and it's a $20 box that has a variety of food inside, and the food that can range from like milk, eggs, protein bars, yogurt, snacks, canned goods. It does change every day, so we post on our Facebook and Instagram what's inside the box, so everyone can always see it before they come in.
Somebody else had mentioned this. What did you call it?
A customized food box program.
Okay, so yeah, customized food box mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through that, because you had mentioned it's a $20 box.
Yes,
but it's full.
It's full. So I wish I could show you. It really would give such a better representation. But like, as I said, we do post on our Facebook and Instagram each morning at 9 a.m. so you can see what's inside the box. And the customized food box is available to everyone every single day. It does close an hour before our store. So the customized food box hours are from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then 9 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. Again, available to everyone. The items inside do change daily. And so we really just try to provide a very staple item so that the family, up to a family of four, could be fed for a couple of days on a $20 value, which is, you really can't find that nowadays. And so the items inside, we really just try to have them be pretty sustainable. But again, it really just depends on what the kind of products that we do get inside get in each week. And then the box also does come with produce. And so it depends on the produce that we do get in on Mondays and Wednesdays and the quantity that they do receive. But if someone, like, especially these days with all the different types of diets and allergens, we only have one box. If you don't like something in the box, then you can leave it. We don't do any trades, just based on, if we did that, then we wouldn't be able to keep up with the supply and demand of everything. And so the food box is a very, very successful point and a large part of Western Eagle, because we see the need and we see the amount of people that come in for it daily. And like, I feel like working on the front lines of that has really made me realize the need for the program, and that if it wasn't for the program, you know, people would be a good amount of our clients would be very, you know, confused on where to go, because it's, you can't stretch $20 like that in a very many areas whatsoever. And so that's one thing that, like, we encourage everyone, even if you're just trying to find a good deal. That's what, like, a common misconception of Western Eagle is like, okay, it's a food bank. Like, it's a bargain store. We don't want to take away from someone that actually needs that. But at the end of the day, we're just here for, you know, to just provide anyone with assistance. So if you want to come get a good deal, just come and shop with us, because you supporting us allows us to fund all of our other programs. So it's a win-win on all behalves.
Savannah Seja is with Western Eagle Foundation. The box program, I want to come back to it. You said customized food box.
Customized food box program.
Customized food box program. $20 for
$20.
A box.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the goal in here is to be able to feed a family of three or four for a couple of days.
Yes.
And that you really can't, for $20, mm-hmm. Where else can you get this much food that's safe, it's ready to eat, it's
yes.
ready to go. You can take it home, feed the family right now.
Yep.
And it's available there 7 days a week, it sounds like.
Yes, 7 days a week. And I also, like, including with the food box that has the variety of food, the kind of like staple items, we have the produce. And then we also give away one bag of bread. So with all of that, I mean, like, when we have eggs and bread in the box alone, that's like almost $20. Especially if it's like 18 eggs. And then Dave's Killer Bread is like $6. So like that alone is $20, let alone all of the other canned goods, the milk, the cheeses, the snacks, the produce that goes along with it. So like we always kind of say that it's over $100 box value. And that is outstanding. And so we also have our frozen food that we sell separately. So some of our older customers and older clients from the old store, we used to have a meat box program, a $25 box. So it was just meat. And that we ran into a lot of issues, especially like when the allergens and new diets were coming about. I don't like this certain item. Can we switch it out? And that's one thing that like we just can't afford to do. And so we decided to sell everything separately and just lower the price of the box. And so that has worked out a lot better for us, especially because people that do not eat meat can really highlight, you can really gravitate them more towards getting the customized food box.
Savannah Seja is with us from Western Eagle Foundation. You had mentioned something that I want to come back to, and that is this idea of maybe people thinking that, okay, it's a food bank. That's only for others. That's mm-hmm. only for those who really, really need it. That's food bank is a handout. And maybe I feel like I don't necessarily need it. Or do you have people who will say, I'm not there in that space? But it feels like even for somebody who might not mentally see themselves as in that space, there's a benefit to them participating and purchasing through Western Eagle Foundation. Would that be fair?
Yes, absolutely. Because all proceeds from our store go to run all of our programs. And so that is one thing that like we really try to get out there because as you said, yes, if you're not food insecure, but you still want a good deal, please come in. Because as I said, we don't just sell food. We sell furniture. We partner with organizations like Furniture of America, Ashley Furniture. We partner with Costco, Target, Walmart. So things that you would be buying in the stores, you might be able to get 20 to 50% off cheaper, and that you're not taking away from anyone. Anyone that shops with us is you're helping a cause and you're helping us be able to give back and to fight food insecurity even more. And that is why we still have our doors open 30 years later. And so my grandpa and my dad were very savvy in that way. And they really tried to highlight on the fact that we don't want to just be a classified food bank. We really want to have the community have a place where they can find more affordable food and home items while also being able to give back to the community and help out and also eliminate food waste. Because if it wasn't for us, where would this food be going? And of course, I'm sure these organizations be able to find, you know, just as wonderful nonprofits, but it is such a blessing to be able to give away food that would actually be destroyed and, you know, therefore ruining our environment. And that's like a huge thing that Western Eagle really highlights on.
I wrote this down about a half an hour ago. So where does the products that you sell at Western Eagle, where does it come from? Who and where are your suppliers?
So our suppliers, so we deal with a lot of liquidators and like wholesalers. And so like I will go find myself at conventions and stuff, trying to find like different retailers and stuff. And we're just looking for salvage overproduced product. And everyone, I mean, I shouldn't say everyone, but especially before COVID, it was very common. And but you just have to find them. You have to find those organizations that need the product out the door because they have new product coming in all the time. And Ashley Furniture, Costco, Walmart, Target, great examples of that. And so things that you go in and you see, let's say this couch or this bench, and you're like, okay, I really like this. And you come back the next day and you're like, oh, it's not there. It could definitely possibly have been sold, but it also could have been removed from the floor and therefore put to a different logistics warehouse. And it would have been put to like, a distribution warehouse. And so, and then we buy salvage from them. And so we buy this bench or this table or this couch at a certain price. And then we buy it at that salvage price and then we put it into our store. And then it's at a cheaper rate than it would be at the actual retailer. And so we're doing a lot with food. It would be like more close code. That's where we get a lot of our stuff. So like, I'm sure like if you've seen it, like Albertsons or Walmart, they have those carts that are like 50% off and it's like 50% off that price. Whenever those items don't sell, they get boxed up, put to another warehouse, we buy from them. So it's kind of like a trickling effect. And it's like, you kind of have to have a broker because you have to kind of like be able to figure out where you can get this product, especially it's very competitive with especially being in Riverside County. 700 nonprofits are all trying to achieve the common goal, which is wonderful, but it's also very competitive. So we have had very lasting, close relationships for a while, thank God, and because we're able to provide the same amount of food and different kinds of food, but also it seems like it's very consistent, God willing. And so it's more, we're just buying a lot of salvage and liquidated items. So it's mainly like overproduced, damaged goods. So like, or like a label. Like, I don't know if you've ever like seen at the grocery store, which they're very, very tight with, but like, say like a water bottle, like a Dasani water bottle. If the D on the Dasani is like a little bit more to the right or left, like they cannot be approved, then it goes to a different distribution warehouse. Then like, if we're already partners with them, they'll call us and be like, hey, like, we have this. You need to come get it. You can buy it at this rate or we'll donate it to you. So it really depends on kind of the organization. So it's – each one is a little bit different than another. And so it's kind of – I'm kind of all over the place with that answer. But each organization kind of has its own, like – their own kind of set standards of things. And they change so often too. And so it really just depends.
Savannah Sija is with us from Western Eagle Foundation. You would use the term salvaged.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we think salvaged, we think junkyard. We think of a car that didn't make it. It's got no use left to it. But mm-hmm. that's not really the right usage of the term in this arena, correct?
Correct. So it's mainly like how I was saying, those products that like would be, you know, on those shelves, like at Walmart and Vons and stuff, like those are considered like salvaged products or products that never even see the light of the store, like that are like sitting at Walmart in the back, like where we just go into the superstore and they may never even come out based on like, because a lot of organizations, especially the big super grocers, they can only put something out on the floor as soon as something else is being sold. So if something's not being sold, then they have certain dates where they can put it out at or certain temperatures. So like we get a lot of our like produce and stuff, especially like a semi, let's say I have like oranges. And let's say like the semi is going to Sam's Club. And this, when the semi arrives, let's say the semi has to be like 55 degrees. If it is any higher or any lower than that, they will reject it and they have to figure out where to distribute it to. And so if they didn't have, you know, us, for example, or another nonprofit or another organization, those products would be destroyed. And that's like a salvage good. And so that is something that looks like it's kind of like up for grabs. So it kind of is under the same umbrella of like the junkyard in a sense, like we kind of like trying to figure out where to put it. But all these products are perfectly fine. And just like also the label thing, there is a lot of label errors. Like we just got called like probably like 6 months ago about this organization. It's like a more like homeopathic medicine organization. And they had two semis full of bags, brown paper bags that were printed wrong, two semis worth. And we got them because they're like, we can't use these bags and we do not want to destroy them. Paper bags. So thinking about the amount of trees and the amount of pollution and all of that would be you know, I don't know, already destroyed, but then would be destroyed again because they don't know, because a label is messed up. So that's one thing that, like, we really try to highlight on sustainability is just, like, eliminating not even food waste, just waste in general. And so that's something that, like, our mission is most definitely while fighting food insecurity.
Savannah Siege is with Western Eagle Foundation. You had mentioned that the funding that comes in when somebody purchases something, that this goes to the nonprofit and this goes to help the other areas, the other branches mm-hmm. of Western Eagle Foundation. Talk to me about something that we haven't talked about, maybe an arm or a ministry, an area that we haven't talked about yet.
So as I said, it's like our store does fund all of our programs, which like our community food bank program, our customized food box program, our emergency free food bag program, our work development program. Those are our main four that Western Eagle really is. And, we're mainly a volunteer based organization. And so, and our costs are just, they're large. We have a 44,000 square foot building, and this building, we bought it 10 years ago because we were getting so much product donated. And when this product was being donated, the store was full. And like we were able to give away so much more food than we are now because now we're buying almost everything in the store at a salvaged rate and or at a wholesale rate. And so even though like some prices will be pretty competitive and we're able to still sell the same amount or, you know, give away the same amount / sell the same amount, all proceeds really go, you know, to turn our lights on, to pay our employees that are here, to pay our rent, to fund our marketing team, to fund like U-Turn for Christ. We do pay them or the organization each month. So it's more that we're just trying to figure out how to be as sustainable while also be able to try to be as successful in like in a nonprofit sense, because while also just trying to be able to pay everything off, because these trucks are definitely really expensive, paying our drivers, paying, you know, our just like day-to-day business operation fees that everyone has to deal with, especially these days. It's the disposable income is slim to none.
You had mentioned did you call it a return to work program?
Yeah, a work development program.
Work development program. Tell me about that.
So our work development program is just a program that we have to help individuals of any sort just kind of get back into the workforce, especially ones that have been incarcerated or had a drug and alcohol abuse problem, had health issues, had anything along the lines of just like not really like having that traditional work life and not by choice necessarily also. And so we really highlight on this program where people can come and get back into the workforce and they're not judged when doing so. And they're not put into a separate category and being like, okay, then you can only bag these things or you can only do so much because you have done X, Y, and Z. It's like when you come into Western Eagle, it's like a clean slate. We're a very inclusive environment. We just want to help you and we just want to get you back on your feet because we know there's not a lot of organizations that take in just about anyone. And like we've even had like very close like people that are homeless and that they come and help us. And like, we, you know, we'll feed them and we'll give them, you know, the proper items and stuff that they need. And so that is one thing that our work development program really highlights on, as well as I mentioned previously, like we have U-Turn for Christ and we have Free and D organization, and they're both just rehabilitation programs that come and help us like almost every single day and for the past 20 years. And then we also have our special needs program as well. And so we have people that will come in that are either from a school or from a different type of organization. And then they're, you know, they're pricing our food. They're putting stuff on shelves. They are doing honestly like anything that we can imagine besides like being a cashier, like just day-to-day operations. And it's a very beautiful thing.
You had mentioned your social media, that you post stuff there on a regular basis. Talk to me about your socials. Where can people find you and what can they find when they get there?
Yes. So Western Eagle has a Facebook and Instagram page. It's Western Eagle Foundation on both platforms. We post on there every single day, our customized food box program. So you can see what's inside the $20 box before you even come in. You can also see like when our emergency free food bag day is. So when you type in the search Western Eagle Foundation, the first post will always come up and it's like a whiteboard. And you'll see all the items in the food box that are listed, as well as just like new updates and stuff like that. And then we also post like our reels of like when we have new product and stuff. as well as like free items. So free items is something that we post almost daily. Like as I was mentioned previously, we're actually giving away free bread, ice cream, and I think oranges just finished. But we just will have an overstock of product, and sometimes it's perishable. And so we need it gone now. Especially we have like 13 pallets of ice cream. So like if anyone wants some free ice cream, you get 3 free pints. All you have to do is come into the store and buy anything. You can buy a 25-cent candy bar or like some sprinkles for 25 cents, 3 pints of ice cream. So like we really try to make it not only like inclusive to everyone, but we really use our social media platform to our advantage, especially with Facebook. The sharing aspect has been huge. Like being able to like share to your personal page when you see something, you're like, oh wait, like I want all my other friends to see this. This is wonderful. So like I'm in charge of that page as well. And we also have our marketing team, which is with Watermark Associates, and Judy and Darcy are wonderful. And so they really help us get our name out in the community and stuff like that. But we also do a lot of outreach on there too. So we partner with County of Riverside. We partner with a bunch of different organizations to try to just get our name out there and to try to get their name out there as well. And so we're part of the Chamber. And so the Chamber has been a wonderful resource and outlet for us. And so for the past 2 years, we've been a part of the Chamber, and it really has allowed our social media page to grow as well. Paul Rangel also, he is wonderful, and he's helped us grow our social media page and really just become more different, because like as we were a little talking about earlier, it's so important to be relevant and different. And I think social media is a great tool these days because everyone's mainly on it. And so it really brings a lot of outreach that way. And then we also have our offer up page. So we post on there like free, you know, cupcakes, free ice cream, and people are like free, but they think it's a scam, which is like normal because social media, you never know what's gonna be on there. But we do a lot of outreach on there as well. And so those three are the top three, but all under Western Eagle Foundation.
Talk to me about physical location, phone number. I don't know if people use phones anymore.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about how somebody can find you in person.
Yeah, so WesternEagleFoundation.org is our website. It gives a little preview of absolutely everything that we do, all of our programs, our board of directors, all of our different types of programs, everything that we kind of do. And then you can always give us a ring at 951-695-7206. We are available every single day, open every day from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. And then you can always give me an email. And if you have any questions or concerns, it's just Savannah2N1H@western-eagle.org. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach me there. But the website and social media page are the most active and are being posted on daily.
Where can somebody drive up and participate?
Yes. So it's at 40940 County Center Drive in Temecula, 92591 by the old library off County Center Drive in Ynez. It's actually right across the street from the Promenade Mall. So it's a pretty populated area. But when you pull up, it is a commercial building. So you're probably going to like look and be like, what is this place? And so again, it's called Western Eagle Foundations. It's a big white building. You really can't miss it once you're there. But again, you can always give us a ring at 951-695-7206, and we can always help you out getting directions to come and see us.
How can somebody help?
So you can help us by, of course, getting your name out there, putting our name out there by your friends, your family, groups, organizations. The biggest thing that we need for help right now is donations. We need products that we can be giving away during our community food bank program. And so that's something that like in the past 2 years that like I've been out in the field really trying to vet places and trying to build those relationships, because it doesn't just create or happen overnight, you know? And so you have to start somewhere. You have to start a foundation. And so having donations is everything. And so that's what our marketing team is really working on, like day in and day out, is trying to get our name out there while also trying to get donations for us, whether it's food, product, cash donation, anything along those lines, just because we're a nonprofit. And so trying to get funding is very challenging. And we just recently started our grant program, which we should have started, you know, 2 decades ago, but shoulda, coulda, woulda. And so all nonprofits really have all of their funding through grants. And so we do not. And so it's through the store. And so that's why shopping with us in the store is the best thing you could ever do.
I really want to thank Savannah for joining us on this episode of Growing on the Vine. You can listen to all of our episodes on our podcast. Just search for Growing on the Vine on your favorite podcast platform. We are on all of them. And they're telling me here that I'm supposed to ask you if you will leave us a review and ask you if you will subscribe so that you can be alerted the next time that we post a show on the podcast. And of course, every Saturday and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. right here on air on 102.5 The Vine FM. God bless.